Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Bold design that's ready for whatever family life throws at it.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Fascinating response from listeners on that GAA story. Let the other counties who are also training stand up and come clean on their training progress also, says a texter to 51551. And somebody else says, another example of one rule for the little people and one rule for the elite. Well, moving on, highly charged political reaction to the sudden change in the vaccination priority list continued last night. Strong criticism was heard within the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings. And all this comes as the Irish Daily Mail reports this morning that the online system used for healthcare workers to book vaccinations has been abused. And thousands of people obtained a vaccine without being asked for proof of employment as a healthcare worker, which Sinn Féin suggests could be the real reason for the change to the rollout priorities. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Niall Collins, Minister of State at the Department of Higher Education, and Donica O'Leary, who is Sinn Féin's education spokesperson. You're both very welcome. Niall Collins, I want to start with you because your own party colleague, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, has called on the National Immunisation Advisory Council, NIAC, to explain the rationale behind moving to an age-based system. But they've already done that. I was here yesterday morning when the statement and the eight-page logic came through from NIAC. So why is she asking for that now?
Good morning, Claire. That was what Norma Foley said yesterday evening at our parliamentary party meeting. But suffice to say that during the course of yesterday, I heard various speakers, and in particular Karina Butler from NIAC, explain the rationale as to why and the effect of the changes which have been brought about to the vaccination scheduling. And my own view is I think it is the most straightforward, but it is fundamentally the fairest way of rolling out our vaccination schedule as we move into phase two. And some of
do you think the minister agrees with the change? Like, why is she asking for an explanation?
Well, she's entitled to. We have maybe
especially when she already has one, you know.
Yeah, maybe she didn't hear some of the interviews during the course of the day.
She's at cabinet. She would have signed off on this change.
But look, in any event, it was a decision which was taken based on the science and based on the independent medical advice. That's the important point here, and I think it does bring a huge degree of fairness to the rollout of a vaccination schedule during phase two. When you consider, and this was some of the data which was made available yesterday, that, for example, if you compare a 25-year-old to a 60-year-old person, the risk of hospitalisation is 5 times greater. The risk of having to end up in ICU is 20 times greater, and the risk of death is 70 times greater when you compare a 25-year-old to a 60-year-old. So government has to rely on the professional advice, the independent professional advice, and it's not up to politicians to make these type of decisions.
Okay, well,
and I think that is right and proper. It is just to make this point clear, if I could, to finish it. You know, we see it being rolled out in this fashion in the United Kingdom, in Northern Ireland, in the United States, and it seems, you know, we have been quoted on numerous occasions. I've been interviewed by yourself and by others and my colleagues about how the vaccination programme is rolling out with such success in the UK and in Northern Ireland. And I think this will, it doesn't preclude anybody. So whether we're talking about teachers or nurses,
I want to bring in Donica,
or anybody else,
yeah, everybody
you
will get
your vaccination based on age.
Donica O'Leary, where do you stand on this? It's based on scientific advice. It's going to be simpler and fairer and possibly quicker.
Look, there's no dispute but that obviously age is an enormous determinant of the risk that exists. But government has a responsibility to, and what they have done, and at least by their own words, is to identify their priorities in society. And among those is ensuring that education remains open, ensuring that childcare remains available to people, ensuring that people are safe and that the Gardaí are in a position to enforce the law, and that our shops remain open for essential food and items like that. So what I think is important and what should happen, and what was to a greater or lesser extent contained in the original prioritisation, it wasn't perfect, but it was contained within that, was an identification of risk, as well as ensuring that those services that were essential to be maintained for society could be preserved and that those working in it would be protected. And what's happened here is, in my view, they've abandoned the plan, not because it's the right thing to do, but because a year in, they don't have a fit-for-purpose system in place. And you look at the chaos already.
So you're casting aspersions then on what Professor Corina Butler has said, her logic.
No, I'm not at all. No, I'm not at all. I absolutely accept.
No, well, you're saying the real reason why they're doing this is because they can't manage to do it by cohort, by occupation and so on.
No, what I'm saying is that for me, as far as I'm concerned, there seems to be significant evidence to suggest that government is adopting this position. And obviously, NIAC has their job to do and they have to advise. And yes, age is an enormous determinant. But government, I think, has struggled for the last year to get a vaccination system in place. And you look at it already with people with underlying conditions. I was dealing with somebody who has a lung transplant and they were bounced from between two hospitals, between their GP, to try and get, you know, they couldn't get a clear answer as to who was meant to vaccinate them. So what happened here is that key workers have been downgraded. People who have turned up to work, no matter the risks or the high numbers, childcare workers, SNAs, bus drivers, essential retail, all these people. And never mind the failure to deal with carers. Okay. And in my view, the rug has been pulled from under them. And it's important as well to note that, you know, a lot of these people return to work on the basis of negotiation, on the basis of agreement. And an enormous part of that was their understanding that they would be a priority for vaccination, and rightly so.
Niall Collins, Athonishta argued last night at his own parliamentary party meeting that commitments hadn't been given to sectors or teachers or guards or anyone else as to when they would be vaccinated. Is he right there?
Well, just to say, you know, picking up on what Donegha said there, that certain sectors have been downgraded, that is absolute rubbish. Everybody is being treated fairly and equally here when we move into age cohorts. And, you know, whether you are a guard, or whether you are a farmer, or whether you are a worker, or an unemployed person.
I'll let you back in a second. Sorry, Donegha, I'll let you back in a second.
So whether you're a guard, a farmer, an unemployed person, a teacher, or an SNA, you will get your vaccination based on your age. And we know that your exposure to coronavirus and to hospitalisation or to death is more prevalent and higher. The risk is higher based on your age. So it is the absolute fairest way to proceed in relation to this. And it has always been the case, Claire, that the government takes its advice here. And, you know, are we now criticising the government for not following NIAC or NPHET's advice? Are we getting into that space now? So they have always said, NIAC has always said, and the government has always said, that any document or any policy as we deal with COVID and as we move through the different phases of dealing with COVID are what's called living documents, and they are subject to change. They have to be subject to review, ongoing review, as data comes in relation to how the vaccination.
But what was your understanding, Niall Collins? Like, were teachers, Gardaí and other workers given a commitment that they would be vaccinated as a priority before this change?
No, NIAC produced the schedule, the first schedule, that was amended, and now we've had a subsequent amending of it. And the government follows what NIAC, because NIAC, by virtue of the people who sit on the advisory, on that advisory committee, they are the best informed professionals. They are the people who have the science, who have the expertise, and who are studying.
So you don't believe any commitment was rolled back on here or broken?
No, I don't. I don't. Look, we all have to work, and we all have to work within the environment and try and work within the processes. And I think it's wrong of Sinn Féin to be dumping on NIAC, to be dumping on the professionals, and to be dumping on the people who are rolling out our vaccination effort right across the country quite successfully. There's an enormous amount.
Okay, well, I have to put that to Donegha O'Leary now, because
yes,
that's quite a strong charge. Donegha O'Leary, you're dumping on the professionals here.
No, absolutely not. I think it's wrong for Fianna Fáil and the government. Well, it's wrong for Fianna Fáil and the government trying to be playing both sides for a start, which they're clearly trying to do with some of the commentary that's coming out of the parliamentary party meeting. But it's wrong to try and put all the responsibility for a government decision onto NIAC. NIAC is responsible for identifying risk, for analysing the science, and then advising the government. The government needs to decide then what its priorities in society are, and evaluate what NIAC is advising them and implement a vaccination programme that fits with that and that they can deliver. And they have completely failed to deliver. As I've said, to the confusion already with people with underlying conditions, the failure to supply GPs what they have been promised, and what we're seeing now in reporting the Daily Mail from Craig Hughes today. People going in, 30,000 people vaccinated as frontline healthcare workers that the HSE doesn't know the occupation of, reports of widespread misuse, no ID checks, people potentially, according to some whistleblowers, falsely posing as healthcare workers and being vaccinated. So what that points to is a system that is completely not fit for purpose, despite, and that's not the fault of the people at the front line doing the vaccination, who are doing extraordinary work, and I know that right across the state. It is the failure of the government who have failed to put in place a system that is fit for purpose and that doesn't have the checks in place to ensure that the people who should be getting vaccinated are being vaccinated. Okay. And so, in my view and in Sinn Féin's view, that's a lot of the reason that the government has abandoned their original plan and is now pulling the rug from under frontline workers who were given clear commitments. And it's not sustainable for the government to say that they weren't given commitments.
Can I ask you about that specifically? Hang on now a second, because this is really important, Niall Collins, the Craig Hughes story again today in the Irish Daily Mail. 33,000 people getting a vaccination without their occupation being recorded. I mean, does that say that the state had lost control of the rollout in terms of queue skipping and monitoring systems?
Well, it's incredible, Claire, to hear Sinn Féin and Donegal Éire castigating public servants who are working to the pin of their collar up and down this country.
No, hang on a second. No. You have to address the question. 33,000 people got a jab without their occupation being recorded, without being asked for identification. Yeah. Is that a sign that there was control of that system was lost?
No, I will address that. But we are running a successful vaccination system here, which is quite similar to what's running in the north of Ireland, where Donegal Éire's party are in government and where they have no issues in relation to the sequencing by virtue of age. Now, in relation to what's in the Mail on Sunday, I've heard of the report. I've been briefed on the report. And the vaccinating system is based on trust. And initially, when it's been rolled out in our hospital groups for frontline healthcare workers. Many of those had to turn up prior to the IT system going fully operational, where their details were captured on a manual paper-based system and the details were inserted afterwards. And also, I think we have to bear in mind that when the vaccinations were taking place in our hospital settings to our frontline healthcare workers, it was colleagues vaccinating colleagues. So I don't believe because the portal shows about 30,000 people who don't have a job description means that there's 30,000 people who rogue people who have got the vaccination and shouldn't have. Yes, there are anomalies, and the media have reported some anomalies. But in the main, and as we move...
Those vaccinations weren't just happening in hospitals, by the way. They were happening in all sorts of settings.
Yes, I appreciate that. But I don't accept that because the system is saying doesn't have a job description for about 30,000 people, that it's the case that 30,000 rogue outsiders got a vaccination who shouldn't have had.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
I trust our public. Well, we don't know that it's true either. But I'm just saying I don't accept that it's that number. There are some, of course. But as we move to the age-based system, which is the fairest and will be the most transparent, you will log on the IT system, you will give your name and your date of birth, and you will get a vaccination appointment. And I think that is very clear and that is very transparent. And we won't have some of the small number of anomalies and transgressions that we've seen heretofore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ultimately, Donegal Éire, whatever you want to say about the change and why it happened, as a texter says here, surely everyone will be vaccinated by August. So what's the problem for people like teachers and guards and so on?
Well, look, I mean, I certainly hope so. And I would say that about the vaccination programme, that we want it to succeed. Of course we do, because we want to get back to something approaching normality as well, and services to resume, business to resume and all the rest of it. But, you know, what's happened, and already even tonight, the numbers that the government was talking about just a few days ago seems to have been reduced very significantly from 1 million down to 860,000. So, listen, of course, I want to see everyone vaccinated by August. And obviously, that would be welcome, but it's hard to have confidence in that. And that's what goes to the heart of all this. The other thing I'd say is, listen, like, I mean, I think it's one of the most juvenile and frankly transparent strategies imaginable for Niall Collins to attempt to pass on blame for this to public services to say we're trying to scapegoat public
services.
We're not castigating anyone except the government. And frankly, you need to take responsibility for your failures in this regard. Not trying to
do you trust public services
And frankly, I think public servants will remember, and I think they'll see through this, and they'll remember as well who slashed their pay the last time Fianna Fáil were in government, for another matter.
All right, we'll leave that one there. Donnacha O'Leary and Niall Collins, thank you both very much indeed. We're going to talk about switching off from work after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.